Got your fire started. How do you start a fire, Mr.?
Well, I say put kerosene a little on it, just a little oil, and set it afire.
And you're not afraid to put kerosene on it?
I'm not afraid to put kerosene on there. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your cat's name?
John. John.
John. And your dog's name Frank?
Frank.
What's the other two dogs' names?
I never heard their name called.
Oh, those your dogs out there?
Both man's dogs.
Oh.
Meaning?
They're his dogs.
One of his dogs. Minnie?
Minnie's one of them. And what's the other one?
See, what did I hear him call him?
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Well, Well, you don't have to name them. Did you have a mule, you say?
I have a mule.
You do? Just one?
Just one.
What do you use your mule for?
Fine.
Do you still plow?
Yes, I still plow.
Well, I declare. Well, you know, you're a pretty strong man for your age. I say you're a pretty strong man for your age.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
When someone's been sick and they look a little pale, what do you say? You look kind of what?
Kind of pale.
How would you say he felt?
I didn't feel well.
All right.
There you go, not turning over.
Person who can lift heavy weights is what?
Strong.
If a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you say he is very what? When you spoke of old butter before, you mentioned it getting what? Would you ever use stout in describing that butter turning bad? Would you say that butter's kind of stout? One who is very easy to get along with, what would you say about them? If a person is easy to get along with?
I say they were good folks to get along with.
All right. How about a horse if it is easy to get along with? What would you say?
I say she's easy to get along with. She's a good horse.
All right. If someone has a good disposition so that everyone likes you, you say he is very what?
Kind.
Some person who always has a smile on his face, never loses his temper, you say he's a mighty what?
Good fella.
When a boy is in his teens, he is apt to be all arms and legs.